This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Caroline Patterson, a writer, a teacher, and the director of the Missoula Writing Collaborative, who lives in Missoula, Montana.
Patterson tells of a simple incident with a wild-caught fish that reveals a basic human conflict. She writes,
"I fish with my children, the paddle knocking the canoe in an easy rhythm. Phoebe is 5, her taffy hair in braids. Tobin 3, his round face expectant as he scans the pocked water. I take up the spinning rod, for we are trolling, the dreamer's way of fishing. Phoebe and I let out line, and I show her how to reel it in. I lie back to wait, studying the tamaracks capped by the Swan Mountains. So what does it mean when the pole dips?" Phoebe asks. Quiet becomes chaos. Tobin grabs a net. Phoebe reels in the line until the struggling fish is dangling mid-air. Then it wrenches off the line and disappears into green water, hook and all. With a new lure, we set out again. I stroke, glide, stroke, and this time, when the pole arcs, Tobin catches the cutthroat. It is beautiful and vaguely nauseating. White-green, freckled skin, a blood-red belly, translucent fins, and a grimacing mouth. In its notched lip, are lures, and several others.
"Kill it!" Phoebe shouts.
"Put it back!" Tobin cries.
These responses reflect their very essences, Phoebe fierce and Tobin gentle, and our divided human response to wild things. I whack the fish on the canoe, and we eat it that night.
Patterson pairs her reflection with an excerpt from a famous poem by Elizabeth Bishop.
Bishop, who won the 1956 Pulitzer Prize for Poetry, is known for her precise descriptions of the natural world, fusing the domestic and the wild. She writes,
"The fish. I caught a tremendous fish and held him beside the boat, half out of water, with my hook fast in a corner of his mouth. He didn't fight. He hadn't fought at all. He hung a grunting weight, battered and venerable and homely. I looked into his eyes, which were far larger than mine, but shallower and yellowed, the irises backed and packed with tarnished tinfoil. I admired his sullen face, the mechanism of his jaw, and then I saw that from his lower lip, if you could call it a lip, grim, wet, and weapon-like, hung 5 old pieces of fish line, or 4 and a wire leader with the swivel still attached, with all their 5 big hooks grown firmly in his mouth. A green line frayed at the end where he broke it, 2 heavier lines, and a fine black thread still crimped from the strain and snap when it broke and he got away. Like metals with their ribbons frayed and wavering, a 5-haired beard of wisdom trailing from his aching jaw. I stared and stared, and victory filled up the little rented boat. From the pool of bilge where oil had spread a rainbow until everything was rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. And I let the fish go."
An excerpt of a poem by Elizabeth Bishop.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.